Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
After Europe approved the COVID vaccine for kids, excessive deaths among children increased by 755%. Recent studies now prove that the COVID vaccines are being transmitted to children through the vaccinated mother's breast milk. A recent Harvard study shows that the COVID vaccines are far more dangerous than COVID-19 itself. And the CDC has quietly acknowledged all this. All of these facts were once explicitly labeled false by the mainstream narrative. The awakening masses are now aware that these experimental vaccines are deadly, and that we are all being lied to. But we still don't know what these mysterious poisons are doing to our bodies. Macroscopic research has shown us that some of these vaccines contain graphene oxide and what appears to be self-assembling nanotech. Morticians have found massive inorganic so-called clots growing inside the vascular systems of the deceased vaccinated. And the FDA has been using transhumanist slogans to push the latest COVID booster shots. So it isn't surprising that people are now questioning the vaccine when it comes to a strange new phenomena being captured by security cameras from around the world. Several videos show people suffering from the same strange attack. First, they act as if they see something over their shoulder, compelling them to turn their head. As the head turns, the body follows. An arm lifts, as if to point at what they are seeing. Their body then spirals into collapse and begins to spasm. Their head to see something and then spinning into collapse. Videos do not appear to be a hoax. And if they are not a hoax, then what is this? It has people speculating about 5G and has others thinking about CERN. Whatever it is that is going on, we are still injecting this deadly poison into the young bodies of our innocent children. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year. And I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. And it's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalists. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to patriotcollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the InfoWar. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
News today.
Let me answer the first question first. If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again. Then there will be no longer Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
How will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
With regard to Nord Stream 2, we continue to have very strong and clear conversations with our German allies, and I want to be clear with you today. If Russia invades Ukraine, one way or another, Nord Stream 2 will not move forward.
The CIA, 2 weeks ago, told the German government, the number one paper in Germany's reporting, Der Spiegel, that the Ukrainians would blow up the Nord Stream pipeline in the Baltic Sea to cut money off to Russia. Germany was on the verge of opening Nord Stream 2 despite all the pressure by NATO and the United States because they have 800 to 900% higher energy bills going into the fall and winter. Now, if you look at qui bono in Latin, who benefits from this? Russia doesn't benefit, Europe doesn't benefit, but the globalist faction that wants to use Ukraine as the detonator to collapse Europe and bring in what they're calling Marshall Plan 2 to give unlimited trillions to the central banks, to themselves, they stand to gain from this. Because, again, they need conflict. They need lockdowns. They need pretext to cause the world depression to bring in the global central bank digital currencies that will operate according to carbon taxes and a social credit score and a vaccine passport. It's all official. The head of the European Union announced again yesterday, we have the clip, that they are accelerating to a European Union-issued digital token currency that is programmable, that surveils you and decides where you can spend it, when you can spend it, how you can spend it, and for how long you can spend it, and they can value and devalue it in live time. That's the official announcement. If you ever wanted to know what the mark of the beast looks like, this is it. The Federal Reserve came out, as you know, 2 days ago, a private Federal Reserve head said that the United States is developing its own and will be deploying it very, very soon. And, quote, it will not be private. It will not be, quote, anonymous. So it's here. As I told you, it's not coming. It's here. And people say, well, how did you know this 20 years ago? You must be one of their agents. 20 years ago, they were writing about this plan, ladies and gentlemen. That's why, after a decade of studying Bitcoin, I finally, in the last 3-4 years, said, yeah, I support it, because we need to support independent open currencies that are not tied to the central banks. And if you look at Ethereum, well, I'm not against Ethereum. I'm just saying it's gotten in line now with the central banks and is streamlining things where it's not going to be anonymous and where they have these six shareholders and stakeholders that basically control it. And I'm not saying it's going to end up being the basis of the central bank digital programmable currencies, but this is just huge. So that's one of the big giant issues, the pipeline, what's happening with that, the latest in Russia, the unbelievable awakening around the planet with nationalists and populists getting elected everywhere. That's very positive news. The UN, as I told you 2.5 years ago, this was coming. When the first world collapses, the third world dies. They just ended lockdown 6 months ago. Hell, 3-4 months ago, places like Australia. But in Latin America, in many areas of Asia, the Middle East, they just started ending these a few months ago. And after 2+ years of being locked down, they're devastated. UN food chief warns of hell on earth from famine. Big report by Mike Adams up on the Infowar.tv and Infowars.com. This is so central. And if your average soulless leftist doesn't care about third world populations, we should depopulate. They're collapsing. They're coming here to swamp us. So it is a big, big deal. And speaking of the UN, out of all these clips, the first thing I want to play is Jacinda Ardern, the puppet WEF globalist, who is the second most favored after Trudeau of Canada. She spoke yesterday to the UN and said we must censor everyone and we must only have one voice on the vaccines that aren't vaccines and on climate change and on globalism. She said free speech is a weapon of war. Everything she said was a lie. Everything she said was a fraud. She's a globalist operative, and she says their main mission is silencing us. Well, of course, the hellish system that they're bringing in to control us cannot operate if there's free speech. That's why the Democrat Party Sandy Hook lawyers say, take Alex Jones out, silence him, and then silence everyone else like him with these precedents that they're setting of rigged show trials, where they show no evidence against me. I can't put on any of my own evidence. And now they had one of the women up there, never said her name yesterday, testifying on people sending them pictures of random dead kids. Never said this woman's name, never told anybody to send her pictures of dead kids, but the jury's told it's my fault that she's a public figure and was out there with Obama supporting gun control, and then somebody sends her a picture of a dead kid, and it's my fault, and I need to be shut down. I need to be silenced. That's all coming up. But let me just get this out there right now. I want to thank viewers and listeners for keeping us on the air over the years. You're amazing. You're incredible. All I want to do is stay in the fight. Couldn't have done it without you. And we are in Chapter 5 bankruptcy, which means we don't get liquidated. We don't get shut down. It means I get paid very little, which is fine with me. And the crew stays here, and this operation goes forward. And if there's any extra money in the future, after the appeals go on for years and the rest of it, then some of that money will go to these folks, a tax on us being able to tell the truth. But they don't want that. They said in Connecticut and in Texas, we want him silenced off the air. They've gone to the bankruptcy court and said, we want Alex Jones taken off the air now. We want it liquidated. We want it shut down. We don't want to sell the product to his warehouse. We want to put chains on the doors. They said this on TV. You've seen it. So the mission is keep us on air so we can go through these show trials. We believe we'll probably very easily beat what they've done in Connecticut and Texas at the state Supreme Court, because what they've done is just 100% fraudulent and completely out of control. Just outrageous. Talk to mainline top lawyers, top people. They say this is just insane. Even the Connecticut Supreme Court, who's leftist, they're going to overturn this stuff. It's insane. So the mission's there. Keep us on air. Go through the bankruptcy. But if we don't bring enough money in the next, because it was a 13-week plan, and then it got held up. They removed the CRO that the court had basically put in there. Not an issue with us. They're putting in another one. We're very transparent here. They've already reported to the court that there's almost no money. That's all coming out now. So you don't hear the plaintiff's lawyers lying and saying, I've got hundreds of millions of dollars anymore, or $10 million, because it's not true. And soon it's going to be published in the court, my net worth. You're going to be shocked by how little I have. So, in fact, I'm in the negative if you add actually things I owe versus what I have. And so this is a full-on fight right now to stay on air. You've invested so much time and energy and word of mouth, and you've been proven right supporting this broadcast. Now basically the baby's 9 months pregnant, or the mama's 9 months pregnant, the baby's ready to come. Our most important work is here now. Please invest in your future. Get great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't wait. Go there. The bankruptcy got us behind on shipping 2 weeks. We've never been behind 2 weeks. We usually ship within 2 or 3 days. We're caught up day by day now. We're shipping within 24 hours. Our great service is back. Thank you all that sat there for 2 weeks waiting for your packages. Now you've gotten them. Folks are really excited. They're happy. So we've gone through some times here together, and I want to thank you. I want to tell you, go to InfoWarsStore.com. The products are there. They're ready to ship. We have the InfoWars Super Sale. X3 sold out for a long time. So good for your whole body. It's back in stock. Rainforce Plus, all of it. 50 to 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. I salute you and thank you all for your support. But if you don't know the power of deep earth crystal iodine and tri-iodine, you must experience the missing link and learn about the iodine conspiracy. InfoWarsStore.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Few months that I say the globalists would blow up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. They've also damaged the Nord Stream that was open. Russia doesn't gain. The people of Europe don't gain. But the New World Order destabilizing does gain. And it turns out the Navy, with the Navy SEALs, 2 months ago did drills in the exact same spot of underwater demolition. I have the news articles admitting it, mainstream news here in the stack. So when you hear, oh, only Ukraine could have done it because they stand to gain cutting off Russia's supply of money. When you hear Ukraine, remember who runs the Ukraine war, the globalists that run the Pentagon at the top. World War III watch, the CIA warned Germany that Ukraine was planning to blow up Nord Stream pipeline weeks ago. You know, why would they report on themselves? Because they want you to think Ukraine acted alone. I love our military. I love our country. But I do not love the people running the policy of our government. I knew back in October of last year, U.S. Special Forces troops didn't give me the details, but multiple people I know personally who were shipping out to Ukraine. And then I looked at a lot of different publicly available data. And the fact that the Russians would not be able to invade after February because the ground gets soft and they need to roll in when it's still frozen. A lot of their tanks still got stuck because it warmed up a little quicker. And so I said, by late February, I believe they'll invade. They did. That's what critical thinking allows you to do. And again, go back 2.5 years ago. I said, supply chain breakdowns will be horrible in the West. It'll destroy most small businesses and medium-sized businesses. It'll consolidate and double and triple the profits of the big central banks and places like Amazon and the box stores, Walmart, Target. It'll kill the medium-sized facilities, consolidate power and control, but the big thing it'll do is starve the third world to death en masse. The numbers are usually 6 months behind. In the first year of lockdowns, they estimated over 40 extra million people starved to death. Last number we got more than 6 months ago was 60-plus million extra people starved to death in the last 2 years. And they've done surveys in Europe and in the U.S. in places like Texas and Arizona where 9 out of 10 of the illegal alien migrants are asked, why are you here? And they say, I worked on a farm or, you know, I worked on a ranch and it's been closed for years, and they slaughtered the cattle, and they killed the milk cows, or I worked in a factory. It's been shut down. I have to come here. And most of them really are refugees from globalism, and I feel for them. But the criminals, the coyotes, the smugglers that make money off of it and kill the innocent people and torture them, and then the left and the Democrats getting these millions of people, hundreds of thousands of them children that just disappear into these labyrinths, this is human smuggling on a gargantuan scale. UN food chief warns of hell on earth from famine. Hundreds of millions set to starve to death now. Full report on Infowars.com. So with all of this going on and all of this stuff happening, Jacinda Ardern, the darling, the number two of Klaus Schwab, the one he brags about the most after Justin Trudeau, she addresses the UN and says there will be only one source of truth and free speech because any other speech is a weapon of war. She calls for censorship. Citizens who think and speak for themselves are a danger to the new normal. Talk about terrifying. This is the stuff of 1984 on steroids. Here she is in New York City.
Also, this week we launched an initiative alongside companies and nonprofits to help improve research and understanding of how a person's online experiences are curated by automated processes. This will also be important in understanding more about mis- and disinformation online, a challenge that we must, as leaders, address. Sadly, I think it's easy to dismiss this problem as one in the margins. I can certainly understand the desire to leave it to someone else. As leaders, we're rightly concerned that even the most light-touch approaches to disinformation could be misinterpreted as being hostile to the values of free speech that we value so highly. But while I cannot tell you today what the answer is to this challenge, I can say with complete certainty that we cannot ignore it. To do so poses an equal threat to the norms we all value. After all, how do you successfully end a war if people are led to believe the reason for its existence is not only legal but noble? How do you tackle climate change if people do not believe it exists? How do you ensure the human rights of others are upheld when they are subjected to hateful and dangerous rhetoric and ideology? The weapons may be different, but the goals of those who perpetuate them is often the same: to cause chaos and reduce the ability of others to defend themselves, to disband communities, to collapse the collective strength of countries who work together. But we have an opportunity here to ensure that these particular weapons of war do not become an established part of warfare. In these times, I'm acutely aware of how easy it is to feel disheartened. We are facing many battles on many fronts. But there is cause for optimism, because for every new weapon we face, there is a new tool to overcome it. For every attempt to push the world into chaos is a collective conviction to bring us back to order. We have the means. We just need the collective will.
So she says we have automated systems to censor people in live time. We need to stop these people with their free speech that are disbanding communities. Who's breaking down the local communities? Who's shutting down the small businesses? Who puts people under lockdown? See, the WEF came out desperately months ago and said they're hiring hundreds of thousands of information warriors with the UN to censor people that question any of their agenda. Biomedical tyranny, forced injections, open borders, stolen elections, the wars. And they had an FBI agent assigned to the Pentagon who's involved in regime change around the world on the stand last week saying, I need to be taken off the air because I'm a danger and I'm a weapon. But he is actually an expert in using information as a weapon. I just talk common sense. My information is powerful because it's true. It resonates. Theirs is based on lies, and it can't succeed if you have speech. Again, you could teach a college course on that two-minute clip. Everything she said was an inversion of reality. They're launching wars. They're trying to keep the wars going. They don't want peace. They're trying to censor their opposition. They don't want to lock you up in your house, give you a digital ID. They're actually pushing this. And everything coming out of her mouth is not for the people of New Zealand or not for the people of the world, but is Klaus Schwab and the New World Order agenda with everybody from Trudeau to her to hundreds of other leaders they have in their pocket, saying the number one enemy is you having speech. That's why we're the number one enemy, because we're seen as the populist example. InfoWars as the prototype, juggernaut of independence. Though we're ragtag, though we're small in comparison, we have the truth, and that frightens these criminals to their very core. That's why you've got to take the live feed from InfoWars.com/show and ban that video and share it and take clips out and share it on Rumble and share it on Gab and share it on the enemy platforms, Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and Google, because it's a war. And I see you fighting and I see what you're doing and I salute you and I thank you. But you heard her declaration of war against you. It's that simple. Save InfoWars.com if you want to help take us over the top together. I want to thank you all for your support. I fired the bat signal. SaveInfoWars.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Why don't we talk about cryptocurrency? Okay. Because one of the ways that your audience, you encourage your audience to give you money is in cryptocurrency donations, right?
Yes.
And you have a page on your website that's just for cryptocurrency donations, right?
InfoWars.com/crypto.
Is that a little advertisement just there?
Well, we're fighting the deep state. We need money.
All right. This is it. Give crypto. Fund InfoWars. Sponsor us with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, right? That will end up as a clip on your show tonight.
Yeah.
Your advertising for your cryptocurrency page.
You know, I mean, people want to keep us in the fight. So, I hope whoever the big whales are, they'll give us money before we keep doing it.
We'll just keep minting money as you're in this courtroom.
Objection.
All right, let's move on.
And people care about the First Amendment.
Dendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Bill Skousen is a really smart individual when it comes to geopolitical systems and collapsing civilizations, supply chain breakdowns, and the third world disintegration. He'll be covering all those topics with us in the third hour today. Yesterday, I had pressing issues I had to deal with and had to go off air. Owen got here very quickly and took over. Hopefully, that won't happen today because I meant to take phone calls yesterday. We're going to be taking phone calls for the entire second hour. I'm going to take a lot of them, so I'll give the number out in the last segment, next segment coming up, so we can get everybody online who wants to talk about all these big issues we're raising. The pipeline, the war, the open UN attacks on free speech, the hurricane coming in, and the left lying and saying we have record hurricanes when they're actually low compared to what happened previous to the 60s. I have all those statistics here. We've got a lot of new pedophile Jeffrey Epstein news that needs to come out. We've got Russia news. We've got AI news. We've got so much to cover here today. But I wanted to just play a smattering of clips that just illustrate the disdain that the establishment has for us, not just the high-level globalists like Prince Charles or people like Bill Gates or Klaus Schwab, but put the minions in the media and in local government that rule over us. And the first clip, they say a picture can tell 1,000 words. Well, this short 28-second clip tells 1,000,000 words. Here you have this mayor who's tried to forcibly inject the public, who blames everything on racism, who promised to get elected to unify the people, being just as bad as the last horrible mayor, saying, New York's great. New York's doing great. You need to come here. We've got a brand, and places like Kansas don't have a brand. Now, here's the deal. New York has amazing restaurants, amazing theaters, and you know, incredible museums. I like New York. I've been going to New York since I was a kid. And New York used to have all this energy and was open and free and dangerous, but still real. The people of New York, on average, are great people. I love what's real New Yorkers. But let me tell you, New York is known for crime and known for murder now and known for police that can't even respond to major crimes. New York is known for tyranny. New York is known for rats and garbage all over the place. New York is known for not being able to pay even with a decent income for housing. New York is known for as being a horrible place for children. What is Kansas known for? Farmers and ranchers and happy people and low crime and beautiful sunsets and hunting and fishing. And maybe that's the problem for people like the mayor of New York. Maybe he's never been to Kansas. Maybe he doesn't know what Kansas is like. Kansas is a place you don't want to go to because you might not come back if you're out in a rural area. Does it have problems with the cities? Absolutely. All our cities do. We're a cursed nation. We need to get back to God and stop that. But folks had a heyday on Twitter and put out beautiful shots of the moon and sunsets and fishing and their families and factories and businesses and farms. And it just shows that for some reason the pod people, who many of them, they're not all pod people, that live in these high-rises in New York and D.C. and San Francisco that are hellish by any metric, some of the worst cities to live in the world, but they really believe those of us that live in rural areas are bad or crazy or stupid. They don't understand that the really rich people don't live in the big cities anymore. Maybe they got condos or houses. They're there a few months out of the year. They are trying to live in rural areas and raise their children there. And there's a rush to the countryside and a rush out of New York City. So, yeah, New York has a brand, and that is collapse. New York has a brand, escape from New York. And so here's a clip of the mayor literally laughing and joking as if for his city to be better, somebody else has got to be lower. But that's the New World Order. Collapse everything and then just feel happy that you're the mayor on top of it all. Here it is.
We have a brand. New York has a brand. And when people see it, it means something. You know, when we go there, it's not. Kansas doesn't have a brand. You know, when you go there, okay, you're from Kansas. You know, well, you know what? But New York has a brand. It has a brand.
So the globalists have run that once great city from the Big Apple into the rotten apple. And they want to make everybody feel good by laughing at another American state. Absolutely disgusting. Here is a clip of a popular YouTube channel that does towing tests with pickup trucks. And, of course, the Ford Ranger would do 10 times the job that the new Ford Lightning EV pickup did because it has no torque, which is the whole point of a pickup truck. We're not going to play much of it, but here is the towing disaster.
That's almost 90 miles of range in 30 miles? Are you serious? That's nuts! What a joke!
Welcome to Hoobie's Garage, the dumbest auto channel in all of YouTube, and this is my new 2023 Ford F-150 Lightning electric pickup truck, and it is towing my new 1930 Ford Model A pickup truck that I bought for my show Car Issues on Motor Trend. Now, I towed with the Model A today quite a distance, and it was a complete and total disaster from beginning to end, starting with having to film this video out of order because it was raining so hard. So I already know what's happened, but Fast Hoovy is in for a huge surprise when it comes to towing with this electric Ford Lightning. So let's start with the specs. This is the standard range battery Lariat. So is the luxury model.
So he goes over the whole truck for like 5 minutes, and then he goes out, and he can't get the car above 25 miles an hour. I'm going to say that again. He's towing a light payload, a little old Ford truck that I guarantee has five times the power of that new Ford truck, and it won't go past 20-something miles an hour. I mean, this is a disaster. This is a joke. Who on earth would put something like this out? Because, again, it's not meant to replace things. It's meant to make you think they're replacing the coal power plants and the cars and the rest of it when they're not doing that, ladies and gentlemen. Is there any point even showing this? The full video is on Infowars.com. It's 12 and a half minutes long. Can't get the car up past 20-something miles an hour. Here, go ahead and play some more.
More than double. What a turd. All right, pulling into my neighborhood, and we got the driving range low warning. 50 miles remaining. Are you kidding me? That's almost 90 miles of range in 30 miles? Are you serious? That's nuts!
Okay,
what
that's good. So later he's able to get it up, I guess, going partially downhill to 40. But the issue is they use 90 miles of energy in just a few miles. So go see it for yourself. It's an absolute total disaster. A Volkswagen towing a trailer with that weight would do a better job. A Volkswagen Beetle. I mean, this is an insane disaster. Go see it for yourself. Popular YouTuber tests Ford EV pickup towing capacity. It fails spectacularly. Hell, some golf carts have better power. Okay, I'm going to come back with more of these clips that tie it all together. Remember when they were offering free burgers and fries if you took your shot? I want to go back to that. We're also going to get to MSNBC's Joy Reid compares Floridians evacuating illegal immigrants crossing the border. And then we'll also get to clip 13, CNN's Don Lemon to NOAA. What effect does climate change have on this phenomenon? And he gets absolutely destroyed, again, trying to claim that there are more hurricanes and they're more intense, when actually the opposite has been happening because of sun cycles. It's all coming up today and so much more. The pipeline blown up. What does that signify? If you thought Europe already had big problems, where is this going? Federal Reserve head says they're coming out with a digital currency. It'll track everything you do and control what you do. I mean, it is just all out in the open now. And then your phone calls. When we come back, I'll give the number out. Infowars.com. Band.video.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Worldwide. I'll be giving the number out to take your calls next hour in just a moment. We've got a ton of news to hit right now. If you're a TV viewer, you see the incredible Man of the Arena Teddy Roosevelt limited edition coin exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There's only 10,000 of them. There's less than 5,000 left, and they are a fundraiser item to keep us on air. Have a piece of history. Know you are a man or woman in the arena by keeping this operation on air by going to 1776coin.com today. Also, go to InfoWarsStore.com where you can get the regular Great Reset in the War for the World at regular price, or you can get a signed copy that is also a fundraiser for this operation. The Great Reset and the War for the World, exclusively available with signed copies at InfoWarsStore.com. It's been the number one book in the world the last 4 weeks running off and on. So that is definitely a good sign of a huge awakening happening on a global scale. Thank you all again for your support. Without you, we cannot do it. All right. Getting back to the insanity of New York. For TV viewers, again, here's a screenshot of the video we already played of the mayor laughing and making fun of people that live in Kansas, saying, what do they got? What do they got? They don't have a brand. They're not the big fancy, you know, New York City being destroyed by these globalist parasites. How does that make you feel better by running down Kansas when he's probably never been there? You know what Kansas's brand is? Happy people. Great housing for low prices. Low crime. Churches. Families. And I like this lady. And another gentleman put out this tweet, Todd Edmonds. My Kansas brand. View for my three-bedroom house on a half acre, $980 a month mortgage, with a beautiful lake behind them and woods and the moon and stars. There's the Kansas brand, ladies and gentlemen. What's the brand of the New World Order? Censorship. Control. Absolutely disgusting. Here's another tweet. Anomaly says, Your new brand in New York is vaccine mandates, high crime, filthy city, Democrat psychosis. Yes, New York has been a great city. It's Americana. We love New York. We want to save New York. Remember when the mayor said, ha ha, you know, I'll pay to have these people move to Texas that don't want to be here. Well, they're already leaving. What does that even mean? It's absolutely insane. So here's the last admitted communist mayor wanting you to take an experimental shot last year and eating a hamburger and fries and going, you want it? He's so gross. Even though I love hamburgers, I may not ever be able to eat another one. I may not ever even enjoy a hamburger after watching this disgusting display.
Free fries when you get vaccinated? I got vaccinated. You're saying I could get this? These delicious fries? Wait a minute. But there's also a burger element to this? Let me check with Bill Neidhart. Is it too early in the day to eat a burger? No. This could be breakfast? Okay.
What a creep.
I want you to look at this and think about, again, some people love hamburgers, some don't. Really want to respect.
I'm not saying he's a pedophile. Life,
but if this is appealing to you, just think of this.
But if I was going to cast somebody for a movie where, where there's like a pedophile ringleader that kidnaps little kids and say eats them, it'd be him.
I'm getting a very good feeling about vaccination right this moment.
Get a free donut, too, and get myocarditis at the same time. How much fun. These people are sick and evil and out of control. But look at what's happening here. Judge orders NYPD union members fired over vax mandate reinstated with pay. New York Post. NBA style. Kyrie Irving, who I'm told is a big listener, says he lost a $100 million four-year extension for refusing COVID vaccine, but he wants to stand in solidarity with people and their bodily autonomy. Just like Djokovic said. Talk about people I admire. Meanwhile, Dr. Marty Makary weighs in after mRNA systems found in the milk of breastfeeding mothers that have taken the experimental shot. Absolutely horrifying that this is going on at this level. But let's go to this clip. This, my friends, is MSNBC's Joy Reid comparing Floridians evacuating to illegal immigrants crossing the border. Well, in a way they are. They're fleeing the globalist lockdowns, and the UN organizes them to come here. That's a destructive evil force. And I guess the Floridians are fleeing like people running from a danger. Here it is.
And be careful about attacking people who have to move to save their own lives and safety, because you never know when it's your people that have to move, when it's your people who have to migrate, when it's your people who have to get on that road. So just a thought.
But of course, what she's saying is a giant lie. Oh, if people got across your border organized by the UN, they're the same as somebody in the United States going to a different state. No, that's not the same. But that's how the globalists want it. They want to be able to completely get rid of national sovereignty and control us with permanent underclasses that they bring in. Now, not to be outdone by Joy Reid, Don Lemon, No Ratings Lemon, is talking to the head of the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, and it's saying, what effects does climate change have on the phenomenon? And he's trying to, in the larger clip, to say hurricanes are worse, things are getting worse, we're having more hurricanes. We have the numbers right here. We've had half the hurricanes since the 60s that they recorded previous to that, and the trend's going down, even less hurricanes. But now every time a hurricane comes, they say it's humans' fault, it's all our fault because we're bad people. If we just pay Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and Al Gore carbon tax money, then everything will be okay. So let's go ahead, ladies and gentlemen, and go to that clip.
Look here, you can actually see, pretty interesting for your viewers, you can actually see a second eye wall forming around the inner eye wall, and that's basically the second eye wall has overtaken the original eye wall, and that should arrest development.
So listen, I'm just trying to get that. You said you want to talk about climate change, but what effect does climate change have on this phenomenon that is happening now? Because it seems these storms are intensifying. That's the question.
I don't think you can link climate change to any one event. Okay. on the whole, on the cumulative, climate change may be making storms worse, but to link it to any one event, I would caution against that.
Okay. Well, listen, I grew up there, and these storms are intensifying. Something is causing them to intensify. So this storm is just, it's a massive one. Its effects are also being felt in the summer.
So he just told a accredited, respected head meteorologist that, no, you're wrong. They're getting worse. I am Don, Supreme Leader of Earth, Lemon. Here's some of the headlines dealing with it. Hurricane Ian strengthens to powerful Category 4 as Florida landfall imminent. We'll be covering that as it unfolds. Hurricane Ian, MSNBC's Joy Reid, compares Floridians evacuating to illegal immigrants crossing the border. We have the details on the hurricane up on Infowars.com. With 155-mile-an-hour winds, Cuba entirely without power right now after the storm crossed over Cuba. Power grid collapse. It's really part of living on this planet that this happens. Florida's a beautiful state, but it gets hit by a lot of hurricanes. That's why folks are used to it and prepared for it. We're praying for everybody that's there. It shut down airports and schools. We'll continue to track that and break that down. In my stack, I'll get to next hour, I've got some of the articles from the major meteorological groups that document that hurricanes are actually getting less severe and less common. I don't see that in my stack. I put it somewhere else. But everybody knows that. You can find it for yourself. Do your own research. Remember they said the ice caps were supposed to already be melted. But meanwhile, you've got all these globalists buying houses right on the beach. It's a load of BS. Like you're an ignorant savage that they can say, you were bad, storm come. Now we need human sacrifice. You know, in ancient Europe, they've dug up plenty of bodies, and all over the world as well, that were sacrificed when the crops didn't come in. Oh, the crops didn't do well. They didn't know what fungus was eating the crops. They just said, we got to sacrifice some people so that the nature god gives us a more bountiful harvest. Yeah, this is a great clip. We'll play this when we come back. We're totally destroying what's really going on with the so-called man-made global warming and now climate change. So, it's open phones on any topic. It's first-time callers. It's long-time callers. It's callers that agree. It's callers that disagree. It's a free-for-all on all these subjects or anything you want to talk about. Ahead of Joel Skousen joining us the third hour of calls. But just be ready. I'm going to go to your call and move the next person. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. There it is on screen, 877-789-ALEX, and we will take your phone calls. And again, we're in the middle of a major fundraiser here. We've taken on the Democrats, the deep state, the New World Order. You see them attacking us everywhere. We need funds to make it through the show trials and then have the appeals. So they can't shut us down for years to come. This is the biggest hurdle in our history. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have our biggest sale of the year going right now, up to 50% off. X3's back in stock. And if you want to help me pay my personal legal bills that I'm forced to pay, separate from the company, you can go to SaveInfoWars.com. And that is literally funding with Hitler Spear. And I thank you humbly for your support. Please go to SaveInfoWars.com right now. We'll be back with hour number two.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.